Pakistan and Iran have both conducted strikes on each other's territories in an unprecedented escalation of hostilities between the neighbours and at a time of mounting tensions in the Middle East. Pakistan carried out an attack on suspected militant bases in Iran yesterday in retaliation for Iranian attacks in its border province of Balochistan. The two countries share a 900-kilometre border, which is difficult for either to control without cooperation. So why did Iran launch the strikes and why now? Saeed Shah is Pakistan correspondent for the Wall Street Journal in Islamabad. And thank you, Saeed, for joining us this morning. What is likely behind these latest airstrikes between Pakistan and Iran?
Well, Iran is embroiled in the conflict in the Middle East, which stems from Israel's war in Gaza. And a number of countries have ended up as collateral damage there. Perhaps the most surprising so far is Pakistan, which is fairly friendly towards Iran. And earlier this week found that Iran had carried out an airstrike on Pakistani territory. Iran appears to have miscalculated that it could get away with this. And Pakistan carried out a retaliatory strike, the first such sort of publicly acknowledged airstrike on Iran in decades, yesterday. I mean, for Iran, it is playing both to the international arena, where it is in this sort of indirect confrontation with the United States and with Israel, where it is showing its muscle, it's flexing its regional power, but it's also playing to a domestic audience, which is concerned that there have been a number of terrorist attacks inside Iran in recent weeks, and the target for three Iranian missile strikes this week in Pakistan, Iraq, and in Syria were jihadists or their supposed supporters.
But while we've seen proxy activity by Iran, this is direct activity, direct strikes by Iran on Pakistan.
Yes, it's unusual for Iran to get directly involved with its own military doing these things. It's extremely effective using a proxy network throughout the Middle East. But Iran was trying to send a message by doing this itself, particularly on its willingness to use military force. And the range and effectiveness of its missiles, the missiles used carry a range which could hit Israel as well. And I don't think that message would have been lost on Israel.
And do you think that is it, message sent for now, or will we see more of these attacks?
It ought to be the end of it for now. Iran carried out a strike. Pakistan has equaled the score by hitting back. Both countries have since put out conciliatory statements, calling each other brother nations and so on. So I think Iran will back off and focus on where its real trouble lies, which is to its west. In the Middle East, and this war that's sort of emanating out of Israel and Gaza.
Saeed Shah, Pakistan correspondent with the Wall Street Journal in Islamabad.